But death is compelling me to die. There is no science, no philosophy, no hero to conquer over this. This is our pleasure. How to conquer over the race between life and death? Now you find out that fact, janma karma mridhibham, je jana api tattva, tattva diham punar janma, naiti mami si kohuntiya. This is our sibling.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activity does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world.
Does not take his birth again.
But attains my eternal abode.
Yes. This is the meaning of our death. What is that? Process?
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activity.
Simply, if you know what is Krishna, why he comes, what are his activities, these things, if you try to understand, then you conquer over this.
And you understood, I mean, you do know this answer, and you
are telling the followers. Yes, this is our philosophy. We are spreading this philosophy. The conquer over there and go back to home, back to God. Therefore, our name of the paper is back to God, winning over the race between life and death, and just your eternal life, go back to home, back to God. This is
your question. You can't believe and we come back to the earth again in another form.
Yes, transmigration, just like you also were a boy, I think. But where is that body? There is no that body that is finished. But you exist. You remember that you were a boy. You remember that boy's childhood body. So that body is finished, but you are not finished. So therefore, you, the soul, is eternal. You are simply changing body. This is called death. Death means changing the body. As soon as the body becomes old enough, no more useful, then you die. Die means to change the body, just like you change your garment. When the garment is no more useless and no more useful, then you change to another garment. That is death. Vasam sijindani jatha vihaya. When he comes here, just like Jinnani, when old garment no more useful, he changes to a new garment. Come here. Find out, Tatham to Jinnani Yathavya.
As a person puts on new garments, giving up old ones, similarly, the soul accepts new material garments, giving up the old and useless ones. And you go back to the thought.
That is ultimate goal. So long we do not go back to home, back to God. We have to, in our material existence, we have to change from one body to another. That is going on. And there are 8,400,000 forms of bodies. The cats and dogs, they are also living entities. But they have got a different type of body. Every one of us different. Even they are children, their body is different from your body. Even creatures. Although their body is obtained, there are some similarity, but if we analyze very scrutinizingly, there is some difference from your body, from your daughter's body, from your child's body. So every body, every living entity is grouping a certain type of body according to his desire. According to his desire. So that desire means material enjoyment. Because you have got certain desire to become champion in racing. Another body has got desire to become something else. Another body has got desire for something else. So we have got this freedom by the grace of God, of Krishna. Because we are children, we have given freedom all that. If you want this, take it. In this way, our life is going on. This is called birth and death. One chapter you are finishing in one life, next chapter begins another life. Next chapter begins another life. So the problem is birth and death. But nobody wants birth and death. Nobody wants. But it is there on account of our material life. So in the material life, there are four problems. Birth, death, old age, and disease. So long one has to accept the material body, he has to accept his misery also. But he has misery. When the child remains within the womb, in a compact bag, very precarious condition. We have forgotten, but it is very precarious condition. And for 10 months, because he is unconscious, at least for 10 months, he cannot understand. But after 10 months, when the child becomes conscious, it is very recovered. He always prays, how to get out, how to get out. Then he gets, comes out. Then another life begins. That is also accompanied with so many miserable conditions from the birth. Just like, don't mind, when you drive your car, it is not a very good position. Yes, but you are good, taking that risk for winning. But the position is not very good. At any moment, they can get you. But similarly, you are trying to achieve some goal of life. Every one of us. There are so many varieties of living entities. With the risk of life and death. Old age and disease. But if you know what is your actual aim of life, the actual aim of life should be back to home, back to God. Then this human form of life is successful. This is your son. And if he goes out independent, now he is under father's protection, he is very happy, but if he declares his independence, this is his answer. He is very rich grandson. His father is making. His father is a big lawyer, big businessman. But he declared independence. And I know his life is so much. He has to go through so many serious. Similarly, we are also sons of God. We have declared independence. As we are going through so many chapters of life and death, in different, now we have got, suppose we have got now a knife in this man's body, but that body you do not know what kind of body you are going to get. That will depend on your karma and desire.
Should we know what sort of body we
have been in the past? Yes. In the past, we forgot. But in the past, we had life, just like in the past, I was a young man. That's a fact. Similarly, but that young body is no more existing. Similarly, I had a past life, but I forgot. That is it. Because forgetfulness is our nature. Death means forget. What was your past life? That is by nature we become forgetful. Because if we remember our past life and compare with this life, suppose one was a very rich man and if he becomes a poor, a cat and dog, then if you remember, then it is very unbearable for him. Therefore nature helps him to forget. Forget. Otherwise he cannot live. But the real problem is that we are eternal soul. We are changing our body one after another. Birth and death. Apart from worldly happiness and distress, this birth and death, that is not very good process. At that time, we have to suffer so much that to give up this body. And then again we enter into the womb of a mother, and that is not very good situation. Then again when come out, there are so many tribulations, disease, then again old age. So people do not understand that he is a passing. So especially when we are in other than human life, there are 8,400,000 species of life, aquatics, then birds, trees, plants, insects, then bees. In this way we come to human form of life. This is evolution. So in this human form of life, but there is chance of understanding the problems of life. In other forms of life, it is not possible. Yes, that is consciousness, full consciousness. But if that consciousness is developed into Krishna consciousness, then it's like this.
Can we look at ourselves and say, well, the body is between inherited.
The body is now, as a result of the behavior of ourselves, when we are on our feet. Yes. And then can we sort of by looking at ourselves and can we get sort of certain when we were in the court? Yes. Yes. There is even astrology. From that astrological calculation, you can know your past life, present life and future life. There is this
state.
Bhuva Samhita.
By our behavior, we determine what sort of body we will get.
Yes. Just like you are educating your son for future life. So according to his education, according to his qualification, his future life is fixed. If he is properly educated, he can become a very big man. And if he's not, he may not become. So, this life is preparation for the next life. So, this human human life, if we are advanced in our consciousness, that we should try to get our next life going back to home where we are. This should be our aim. Janti diva bhatari vanti dhrin janti diva bhatari. Bhutrija janti bhutani mabjari loki janti ma. Find out this verse.
No more body.
Yes, no. The body is here, just like this thought and co, back and forth. This is covering of your body. So you have got already your spiritual body.
Yes.
That is now covered by this material element. So, emancipation or salvation means you no more get your material body, but your body is already there. Just like this body, I have got my body, and because I've got a hand, my dress has got a hand. Because I've got a leg, my pants has got a leg. But this superficial, external body is simply covering of your original body. The original body is spiritual. So, go back to home, back to Godhead means you remain in your original spiritual body. To get freedom from this covering of material. Now, that spiritual body you can transfer to so many ways. What is it?
Yāti deva vrata devāṁ citriñyāti citri vrata bhūtāṁ yāti bhūtevya yāti madhyāti no kumāṁ. Those who worship the demigods will take birth amongst the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors. And those who worship me will live with me.
So, we can transfer to any form of body. Simply you have to prepare. But if you remain in our original body, then you go back to home. So you have got all this spiritual body. Because you are part and parcel of God, God is all spirit. Just like materially, because you have got white body, your son has got white body. Similarly, the God is all spirit. Therefore, you are son of God, part and parcel of God, that you are all spirit. But you have got this material covering because he wanted to come here and enjoy the Lord is over the material nature. Everyone is trying to that. Everyone is trying to become a very prominent man in this material. That is, the Lord is over the material nature. So because you desire to Lord is over the material nature, you have to accept the material body.
How
spiritual body is the same? Yes. Spiritually, we are all the same. Just like as human beings, we are all the same. But you may have a black dress, I may have a saffron dress, you may have a white dress. This is outward cover. This is not myself. Similarly, doing nothing, Sadi, Hikomaru, Munanga, within this body, this spirit soul is there. And he changes the panchayaka body. So, when he accepts the process, this going back to home, back to Godhead, to Krishna, then he hasn't got to accept any more material body. He remains in his own spiritual body. And spiritual body, by original, in constitution, it is eternal. Nitya sasvatayanna annate hannavare vajayate naam yateva kavrati.
This is the description.
In the spiritual body, that's
also individuality?
Yes.
My spiritual body won't be the same.
Yes, that's right. Father and son. Son is also individual. Father is also individual. Although the son is born of the body of the father, of the mother, but he is immovable. He is immovable. He can disobey father, or he can obey the father. So long he awake, he is happy. When he is awake, he is happy. Is that all right? You want to be happy or not? Say, obey your father. That's all. Very simple philosophy. Yes, that's right. So sometimes become disobedient. Why? That means he has got independence. Is it not? Yes. That means he has got independence. This is the fact. Similarly, we are sons of God, we have got little independence. We may remain with God, we may give up his company and come here to find our own fortune. And to find our own fortune, we are becoming implicated and taking part in different species of life. That is our ignorance. You are obedient? Samvara? Sometimes, not always. She is the youngest? Therefore she must be disobedient. Daughter is eldest, this daughter. You are obedient? Sometimes, not always? thank you.
It's a wife,
not always. Very good. So give them to Silo. So I'm very glad to see you with your all family. Please come here. We have got very